Hey, good evening. This is Eli Potter calling in from my own trip, the June 9th West Butchers trip. I haven't called since the opening night. But we have reason to celebrate tonight. We finally made the 17,000-foot camp, our final camp, where we are able to make a go at the summit if the weather ever allows us to. I've been on this mountain a long time, and this is one of the longer spells of unsettled weather I've had to deal with. It just hasn't been good, hasn't been bad. So it's been a patience game, and we've had an amazing team. Everybody's kept really positive, and the minute we said go, you know, they got up from a 10-day slump laying around their tents and not doing much and came, and today we punched up here a few thousand feet. Winds got as high as about 40 miles an hour in one choke while we walked along a knife-edge ridge, hooked into running protection. Everyone performed real well. But, tonight we're just, now we don't do a communal tent. We live in the high alpine style, a lot lighter, a lot more primitive. We're looking out across the north towards Fairbanks and the Arctic Ocean way up there far away. But for us, it's just a sea of clouds. We're looking down on the tops of hundreds of miles of cumulus clouds. It's kind of a surreal setting. It's actually quite nice up here. About a 15-mile-an-hour gust of wind down again. But with a little luck, we're going to get out of here in the next day or two and make an attempt for the top. So keep listening. And because I think I never have, I'm going to give a shout-out for you, Dad. I don't think you're listening, but you're probably one of the oldest listeners to this podcast, so thanks for listening. Bye.